We're drawing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Shin Pei Gimel in the Masada of Cook edition. The Aran had asked, it says in the verse that Hashem says, you, Hashem is making the covenant with you, you witnessed the miracles. And when Hashem points out the miracles, he points out the miracles that actually punished people. Hashem punished the Egyptians, Hashem punished Dasan and Aviram. If you're trying to help someone get it right, to serve Hashem out of love, as Moshe Rabbeinu had been talking to the people, so then why is he mentioning all the different people who were punished? And you might say, no. He's trying to get them to fear Hashem, because it says, Kim li yir'ah et Hashem. He says, no, because right afterwards he says, lalechet bidrachav la'avato. Seems like he's trying to get them to a higher level. So why is he mentioning the people who were punished? And even the fact that the verse mentions li yir'ah et Hashem, to fear Hashem, it seems like he's talking a higher level of fear. That when he speaks about having fear, awe of Hashem, he speaks about a higher level of fear. That's what's called yirat haromimut. There's fear that I'm scared. Oh no, he's going to punish me. Oh no, I need my family members to be healthy. I need to be healthy. I need parnasa. That's a very low level of fear. And then there's a higher level where I feel like Hashem is awesome, Hashem is great, Hashem is amazing. That's the fear that I have because He is so awesome. Lo mitzad ha'ira me'on sho, not because I fear His punishment. He who serves Hashem because he's scared. If I don't do this, maybe I won't have a good livelihood. If I don't do this, who knows if I'll be healthy. That's not called I'm serving Hashem for the right reasons. In fact, I'm not serving Hashem, I'm serving me. Right? That's Pascal's wager. I'm better off doing this than that. So that's not called doing the mitzvos for the right reason. It's better than not doing the mitzvos, but it's not called doing them for the right reason. This is clarified in the Talmud in Tractate Sota. Shamru Sham. The Talmud over there says a very interesting line. Shiv'a pushimim. There are seven types of people who are inappropriately pious. Okay, that's what the Talmud over there mentions. It mentions parush shichmi, a person who is pious like the people of Shechem, that the people of Shechem circumcised because they thought they'd get a lot of girls out of it. Shechem came and told them, if you guys circumcise, look at the girl I got. I got really good girls for you. Just circumcise. So they weren't doing the circumcisions out of piety. They were doing them for the opposite reason. We circumcise, we take control of our desires. They were doing it to have more. So this person, he's serving Hashem so that he gets honor. Serving Hashem is, I'm doing what Hashem wants. No, I'm doing what I want. So that's Parush Shichmi. Someone who's pious, like the people of Shechem. Parush nikpi, a person who is pious, and so he walks in a manner where he doesn't lift his feet off the ground. Everyone has to see how pious he is, so that as he scrapes his feet on the ground, if you walk in sandals and you scrape your feet on a dirt ground, so then rocks enter your shoes and you end up wounding your feet. So that's another type of dishonest piety, the Talmud says. Parush kuzai, a person who his piety causes him to let blood. He's walking down the street, there's a woman, she's immodest. Oh no! He covers his eyes, he walks into the wall, he starts bleeding. Did everyone see how pious I was? Did you all see that? Okay, so that's, the Gemara says that's called Parush kuzai. He's the pious one who lets blood, meaning he's going to do things that he can't look. There's an immodest woman there, so he's going to end up hurting himself because he's so pious. And that's okay. Everyone saw how pious he was, right? So that's called Parush Kozai, someone whose piety causes him to let blood. It's all in the name of piety, right? Parush Miduchaya, a person who his piety is in the way he's bent over, what's it called, the thing you break, what? No, when you beat herbs, and like a pistol and mortar, right? So the pistol is always knocking down into the mortar. So too, his head's always knocking down into the ground. He walks around with his head down. So again, that's not real piety. Real piety doesn't have to be that I'm always walking with my head down. I can't look up. I can't see what's going on around me. So that's parush meduchaya. Parush ma chovati ve'esena. A person who says, what is there that I haven't done? Tell me what. I'm doing the best I can. So that's also a guy who's trying to show his pious. Really, you're doing the best you can? Let's be honest here. Every one of us has rooms. There's room for improvement. No one's saying we're bad. But when a person goes around saying, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do, that's also, the Gemara says, that's not honest. Parush me'ava, parush me'ira. Someone who's pious out of love, someone who's pious out of fear. Kelomar, what does that mean? What's wrong with that? Me'avat asachal me'irat onish. So the Gemara says, someone who he wants the wages, he's scared of getting punished. So that's called, that it's not the proper behavior. Says the Ran, you can't say that someone who's scared of getting punished is doing things for the sake of their bon shalom. He's not doing it for the right reasons. And then the rabbis told the person who quoted the Braisa, don't say that. You shouldn't say that if someone is pious because they love the rewards they're going to get for it, they're scared of the punishments. Don't say that's improper. Because Rav Yehuda taught in the name of Rav. You should always do mitzvahs, even if you're not doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it because you're scared of punishment. That's fine. Do that. Because if you start doing it for the wrong reasons, you'll end up doing it for the right reasons.
It may not be the highest level, like you said, but it's very shows that you believe there is a creator and more abundance,
right,
which is a huge
right
thing. You look at the world today.
Let's agreed.
Go, you know, I don't care if I go to Gehenna.
But his point is in Emvoal Bekan, right. But what we do see here is Shaosek Batov Mitzvot Lavat Sachar Lirat Onish Levad Nikar Sek Ben Shelo Lishma. If you're doing it for that, that's called Shelo Lishma. You can't say I'm doing that Lishma for the right reason. So that's his point. He's saying even though you shouldn't list that as one of the improper things, because it is proper, it's a starting point. It'll get you to the right place. Do it for that reason. Eventually, you'll do it for the right reasons. So, but that's still not the right reason.
Don't stop there, because it oftentimes won't work.
So he's saying the yirah et Hashem. It seems that Moshe wasn't talking about fearing Hashem for the punishments. So then, why did he list the punishments? The pasuk lists. Look at what he did to Dathan and Avirim. Look at what he did to the Egyptians. That's what Moshe is telling the Jewish people. Here, the Ran is strengthening his question. וכבר הקשה רשי זל בפירושיו מזו על אותו שאמרו בפרק השם שהמיים שאמרו שם היקה בן עוסק מעבר לעוסק מהירה היקה דתני רבי שמעון בן עזרא אומר גדול עושה מעבר מיותר מנסה עם רשי זה תלוי לאלף דור זה תלוי לאלפיים דור והקשה רשי זל רשי over there asks איך עושה מהירה תלוי לאלף דור והרי אמרו למעלה שהוא עוסק בתורף מצוות שלא לשמע. The Talmud in one place says that if you do it out of fear, Hashem will hold on to the wages for that mitzvah for 1,000 generations. Yet here it's called Shelo Lishma, Rashi asks. V'tiretz, and Rashi answers, Da'id elelu ma'avat aschal mirat onesh. V'ha de'acha mirat ha'makom. Rashi says this concept, that there are two types of fear. There's fear of punishment, there's fear of Hashem. I have awe of him and respect of him. Klomal, Rashi's saying, Mitzat she'im atom utelet alav. I have respect for Ribon Shalom. I'm not at the level where I love him, but I fear him. I fear him not because of the punishment he might give me, just because he's awesome. And out of that, I'm going to do the mitzvot. So Rashi introduces us to this concept. People think it's chassidut. It's in Rashi in Talmud. There's yirat ha-romimut, there's yirat ha-onesh. Okay, we're in the middle of a thought. We're out of time. Let's do 1 minute on the parsha.